File 001, Thursday night, Yerushalmi, Perek Gimel, the fourth shir in Perek Gimel. We're up to, Daf Yutesamet Bezendo Isvahadar. The Mishnah is talking about making the piles of Zevel in the field in a way that it's clear you're storing Zevel for next year, you're not being mezabel your field. And the first condition, before we even talk about how many, and in other words, there's a certain size to the piles, and there's a certain amount of piles of Zevel, but the first requirement of the Mishnah is that you have to, even if you've taken those safeguards, and it should be obvious that you're only making storage, but, you know, maybe you're making storage for later this year. So it has to be Mishayivsku every Avoida. That's the gist of the first few sheetas all the sheetas in the Mishnah. The idea being that it wouldn't help to be Mazabal Yavield anymore. But a mayor just said, you look at the Ivde Avoida, maybe it's every Avera, maybe it's every Avoida, we saw, okay, that's a mayor. When they stopped working the field. Yabuda said, Mishayivish Hamosaik, so we saw different, Yushalmi, the Mefarshim Mishnayos, we said, rather says it means the Zevel, that the Mefarshim Mishnayos, if you learn Mishnayos, they say it means the Zevel. The Yushalmi itself, we saw the end of last week, said it talks about cracks in the ground. And we have either the cracks in the ground that the Marafulda says cracks in the ground that fill up with water. And when that dries up, that's already, when that moisture dries up, that's already pretty late in the season, and being mezavel your field is not going to help anymore, or people are not mezavel the fields then. So that's what that means. As the Gemara says on Yud Tesamid Beis, on the fourth line, Bishayivish Hamosik is Pekua, Amarabmona Hahain Pekua de Bikasa, in the valleys. So that's where it collects. Shubikiyosa de Bika. Right. Then we saw, he said over from Felix that what? It's not the cracks that the moisture then collects in, but when the ground dries up from the moisture, then when it really, really gets dry, then cracks appear in the ground. That's how Felix says it. Okay. And so you have those two pshatim, that it's cracks in the ground. You have the Mefarshim Mishnayos. Maybe we'll see today on why it's a bit smoother, so to speak, to learn that it means Zevel. And they say, Lashon Mosok is Zevel, it gives Masika to the Peiros. They almost inexplicably, you know, not like the Rishami learn like that. We saw something last week, I forgot already what. I'm going to say something else this week. We're going to see ourselves in a moment, Mamash. We're going to see maybe what. But they say not like the Yerushalmi. And of course the Rash Srilio and the Rambam and Feresh Mishnayos have the whole different, Mosok is a kind of gourd, I forgot, a kind of dalas, that it's just a kind of dalas. It's very bitter, and Beloshon Saginoyer, it's called Mosok, and when that ripens, or when that is ready to eat, that's what it means, like a whole different thing. That's in the Rash Shvilio, and that's why Picasso de Picasso is the ones in the Bika, not the ones in the Har. Actually, I'm looking now at the Ksaviyata de Gro, and he learns something like the Rash Shvilio. He learns it's a shame Esev, the Pekia. It's a shame Esev, and when the Esev is Misyabesh, okay. Okay. Now let's go vayta Mishayikoshe. So Mishayivish Hamosok was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer Mishayikoshe. So now, here Mishayikoshe, so the Marafulda and the Mishnah, back on the Yud Tesamet Aleph, Mishayikoshe, so he learned it means Zevel. When the Zevel is Mishayikoshe, and even the Pnei Moshe, who learns, so you say, well, the Marafulda, thank you. He learned Mosok also means Zevel. But the Pnei Moshe, who learned Pakua means the cracks in the ground. Shemishi kosher means like it ties up in knots. So he also learns that means zevel. That the zevel ties up in knots, and that's how dry it becomes. If you learn Tochas Kriya Shema, you know that when soya dries up, so it becomes kisharim. So I'm not 100% clear what the Gemara is adding to Shemish kosher. Mishayeyo said kisharim kisharim. I guess, you know, full of knots. No, it's not just when it starts to appear, I guess it means. But when it mamish becomes mechubarim yachad. That's the lashon of the Pnei Moshe and the Mishnah. On your testament Aleph is Mishayayosek Kisharin Kisharin. Kisharin ha-mechubarim yachad. So that's when the Zebel becomes not Roy, the Zabel, the field. Well, we didn't get up to Rav Chanan yet.
That is not what the Gemara means by Kisharin Kisharin.
No. Not, I don't think so. Maybe let's debate it when we learn of Hananya. But meanwhile, yeah. Wait, the Meziv, and I think Felix learns that this could go on the Karta. You have one there. What does he say? Do you want to read it to us? But it becomes clumpy. It becomes so dry that it gets into clods. Are you on page 170 or 173?
173.
Oh, well, okay. Well, you want to look at 170 if he says something.
Okay.
Okay, maybe when people walk on it, it's when it's dry, it's, I don't know. Anyway, they learn it technical on the karka too. Okay, so it either goes on, the English arts program that went with the Meziv and then Felix, that it means the ground also. But, okay, the Marafulda learns it goes on the Zevel, but he learned Mosok also went on the Zevel. The Pnei Moshe is the one that really said it changes from Karka to Zevel. And the Rashrilio maybe he says something in the Mishnah on Yud Tesam and Aleph. The Rashrilio, Mishivish HaMosok, is that Dalas? No, it also goes on the Dalas, and it means when it's totally ripe. Not when it just when it's b'sheyigmar b'shulo, he says on the Mishnah Yitzas Brala. Omer Rav Chananya, let's say it means the zevel or the karka. Okay, mikivish neskashibo kesher ha'elyon miyad hu yavesh. So if you look at the Marafulda, this is why Rav Matis, I didn't think he's chaylik. That was stomach, even though you can't tell from the Yerushalmi, it's true. I was about to say that that's a stomach of the Gemara, and then it says Omer Rav Chananya is the explanation, but you can't tell in Yerushalmi. It's really, that's the nature of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, a Mefarish could easily say that he's arguing with that, but it's not much like that. But Marafulda says it just means the Kesher Elyon. It doesn't, even though you just said Kesharin Kesharin, but it only is on the surface. Allah Ashba. Kesherlin al ha'ashba, akrum ho'elyon, afal gav she'en kol ha'ashba neskashe. I don't know, he's talking about an ashba. There is no ashba yet. That's like, no, we're talking about when you could put out the zebel in the field.
Where can the zebel till you put it out?
It's not necessarily in a pile.
But that's wherever you were keeping it.
No, so I thought at first it meant the krumo elyon of the piece of zevel, like you have by tzoya, like the outside crusts, but the inside could still be moist. We have that in Hilchos Kriya Shema. But I see now the Marafulda, as I look at it, he's talking about the ashpa, the krumo elyon of the ashpa. It means, okay, the bunch of zevel that you've put together. So it's no steer to ksharim ksharim b'kitza. Ksharim ksharim is...
You don't think that
I don't think. What?
At the end of the
Marafulda,
you don't think that
We have Vitani Allah, but the Pshat in Vitani Allah is the Marafulda is either Geiris, is apparently Geiris, but at least the Pshat in the Gemara is Araya to Rav Chananya. The Tani Allah, that's what the Marafulda maybe is actually Geiris, that Kroivin Devrayim the Yoshovin, that goes on Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi. So what? The Elu Achi Iskasher Kol HaAshpa. What do you see in this? Not just the Krum Elyon. No, we're proving the Krum Elyon, not Kol HaAshpa. Yes, but nothing to do. The Marfulda doesn't need anything at the end, different than in the beginning. The beginning, he said, Kesher Elyon means the Krum HaElyon. Abu Bishen Kol HaAshpa Niskasher. He adds nothing to that in the next few lines. The Tani Allah, a raya to Rav Chananya, is because we learned in a brisa on the Mishnah, Kroivim Divrayim Liyoshovin, that the Behuda and Abjasi are very close. The Ilu, and if the Pshat would be actually a Skasher Kol HaAshpa, not just the Krum Elyon. I mean, again, look at the first few lines of Marafulda. He says the same thing. Kesher Elyon ala Ashba, Krumo Elyon, Abo Bishen Kolo Ashba Niskasha. What do you want? It should be maybe Roiv. The Marafulda is consistent. I don't know what you're seeing. Rav Chananya's point is the Krumo Elyon, not Kol, and that's all he says in the next few lines also. But the Ksharim could go on the Krum Elyon also. Not just like one point, but all across.
So we're saying that Rav Chananya doesn't mean
one Kesher? No. Rav Chananya means the Krum Elyon, not the whole pile. You don't need the whole pile.
So you're saying that the Marafulda is saying that it doesn't mean Kesher?
I don't know what you see in the Marafulda. What words are you pointing at?
The first thing is he says, Akrum Ha'elyon.
Yeah, that.
But is he saying there that Kesher means Krum?
No.
So it's just one Kesher.
Kesher of the Elyon.
So not the top, not the
Krum. You could learn like that if you want. You can learn that Rav Chananya is arguing. I'm learning he's not arguing. The Marafulda is learning the Kesher of the Elyon. He says that Beferish. If anything, now I realize it's a raya against you. Because he's learning it. It doesn't mean one Kesher. It means the Kesher of the Elyon.
Okay.
The Pnei Moshe learns he's arguing. Kolaymik Sharoyan Ha'elyon Shabohu Niskasher Kvar Nikri Yavesh. No, it's no right. Vein tzorch shiyei kulo ksharin ksharin. Depends if the stress is on the word kulo. Vein tzorch shiyei kulo ksharin ksharin. No, it's no right. Okay.
So
that's what we're learning. The Pnei Moshe learns like that. The Marafulda learns like that. Yeah. In the Pnei Moshe, the V'toni Allah. V'toni Allah bebraisal hay plukta b'masnisim. Okay. I don't see how the Gemara could Nemon for a Dover Pasha. You know, the Bishlam of these two, you're saying Misha Yivash and Misha Yikasha. So you're saying Kroivin Devrei and Leil Sikar of Leil Zeb. How do you know Reb Meir is an indeterminate time? Misha Yivskoiv De Avera. So maybe it's Kroivin Leil Sikar. Maybe it's Kroivin. If you say Reb Meir and Reb Yaisi, maybe they're Kroivin. Even if Rav Yosi doesn't mean Kesh, just a Krum Elyon, like how do you know?
You're assuming that this is some sort of right of Chanina. Maybe this is a bit of a statement. Now, summing up the...
Yeah, okay, I'm learning with the Marafulda. We're not, the Marafulda and the Pnei Moshe learn, it's a riot to Rav Chananya. Okay.
Why would he tell us something already said in the Mishnah?
I'm still fascinated by the Mefarshim Mishnayos learns that Mishiva Shamosik Min Zevel. This part of the Gemara is grad the glat, the Kroivin Devrei Leo Shavin. Maybe not. There is a certain logic to learning Mishiva Shamosik and Mishiva Kosher both goes on the same thing. They both go, like, you know, because then you say Kroivin Devrei Leo Kroivin Zevel Zevel. And then, okay, let's go back. Meisifin ala Mishpolos. Okay, now what do we have? We have a size of the ashpo, which is 10 mishpolos, and we have how many ashpos, which is 3. And certainly the Tana of our Mishnah, the logic is very simple. Meisifin ala Mishpolos, because the higher it is, the better off you are. Right? The ein meisifin ala ashpatos, because the more there is, the more it looks like you're being mezavel your field. So that's very, very logical. But it gets more complicated than that. Okay. Omer Rav Yirmiyah. Okay, I just want to point out that the Rash Shrilio, like, really goes off here and learns that Rav Yirmiyah is going not on the Tana Kama of the Mishnah, but he's going on Rav Shimon. The end of the Mishnah is Rav Shimon Oim Rafa Lash Patbais. He learns the whole upcoming Sugya is going on Rav Shimon. So he's of no use to us, so to speak. Omer Rav Yirmiyah. Omer Rav Yirmiyah. This is Omer Rav Yirmiyah. B'poiches min ha-mishpalos. That you only can't do more ashpois. You can't do more than 3. You can't do more than 3 only if it's less than 10. B'poiches min ha-mishpalos. He's going on the din of the Mishnah that you can't do more than 10. Pein moisif and alash patois. So he's learning that's only when you're doing what?
More than 10?
You can't do more than what did I say? More than 10. I'm sorry. You can't do more than 3. Right, more than 3. But that is only true. The poiches min ha-mishpolos when you've done less than 10 in the mishpel.
It's too shallow.
Right. So then that's when you can't do it. The Marafulda tries to, it says, like, why Rav Yirmiyah even says this. Kashulei the Rav Yirmiyah, even though it's hard to go with the Marafulda throughout the sugi, he makes the sugi even more complicated than it is. He says, Kashulei the Rav Yirmiyah, lo mashana hatana, hod the gimel ashpatais trey zim, the kana basamah. If you look, our Mishnah says, Mesifan ala mishpolos, then Mesifan ala ashpatais, right? And the next Mishnah, which is on Daf, if you have the Oizlodir, it's right away on the Abchofam and Aleph. It says, Oiso Odom Esodeo Sholosh Al Sholosh Sholosh Aspatis L'Bei Sar. It's like that din is repeated. It's just a repetition of the statement. Our Mishnah said, Ad Kamam Mezablam Ad Sholosh Aspatis L'Bei Sar Sholosh Aspatis L'Bei Sar. So why repeat it? So he says, that's why Umishani Law. So why does he repeat it? Umeshanilos. So Rav Yirmiyah's answer is the Ma'ariv v'poches mino ashpelos sheshir ashpalois leechad hein asara. For who haitzi esrim ashpalois ela shechilkay l'sholosh ashpatois k'mash v'man atana hocha da'asur. In other words, the Tana wants to tell you that what? I'm not quite sure. I don't follow the marafol. But the truth is, I mean, Rav Yirmiyah in itself could be logical. That the Mishnah says, look what the Mishnah says. I mean, if he holds if it's a shear of 10, you can even have more than 3. Maybe hold that in Svara. If it's a shear of 10, if it's that high, if it's the shear that Chazal will, I mean, it's not so glatt in the Lashon HaMishnah, but that's what he's learning. That if you did the shear that Chazal said for the amount in the pile, then you could have more than 3 piles. And you just can't have more than 3 piles, but Poiches Min HaMishpolos. Hoshtayim mutter. Now the Gra changes it to Hosholosh mutter. And that certainly follows. The Marafulda Taka learns that Sholosh would be also. The Gra here is just very, very glat. So I'm suggesting to go with the Gra. Hosholosh, but if you have 3, even less than 10, it's mutter. That's what would come up. You know, there's two implications of Rav Yirmiyah. One implication is that if it's 10, then more than three is mutter. And the other implication is that if it's, even if it's less than ten, but three is, the gros says three is also mutter. The Marafulda works it out that only two would be mutter. In other words, he's learning, let's say you have 30 lusachim, 30, what?
Three would be mutter to have less than 10.
There's two implications in Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says the only time you can't have more than three is if there's less than 10. The only time you can't have more than three is if there's less than 10. Oh, so there's two implications. You could have three, and that's indeed how the gros garif befeirish. Hashalosh mutter. Yeah, we're gonna see, the Mishnah is not muchrach, not like him. It's mashma, not like him. Which the Gemara will now point out. Rabbi Yosi will now point that out. And the second implication is that if it's ten, you could have more than three. If it's more than ten. Even if it's ten, you could have more than three. He says you can't have more than three, but pachas menamishpalos. So that means if it's ten, you could have more than three. And if it's less than ten, you could have three, according to the Grah. The Marafulda works out too. The Marafulda, you want to try the Marafulda. He says, Rav Yirmiyah is bothered by why the din is repeated in two consecutive Mishnahs. Umishani lo, so his answer is, to marry the pachas meno ashpalois, Shashir Ashpalois le'echad hein asara. It's 10 to each. So he took out 20, and instead of making 2, he made 3. That's the Mishnah's case. Oh, so, I mean, that's why he's going to learn 3 less than 10 is asara. In other words, he took out 20, and instead of making 2 piles, which he should have done, he made 3 piles. That means he has 3 piles, but each one's less than 10, and that's asara. And that's what the Mishnah's repetition is saying. That's what the Mishnah, by repeating the din twice, is telling you that you need three, you know, even if you have, I don't follow. Anybody help me here with the Marafulda? Just to follow the logic of the Marafulda. Kashalele Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Yirmiyah is bothered by. Lama shana hatana hadagimel hashpatech trezim neikana besamach. That's clear. It says in this Mishnah and in the next Mishnah that you have to have three. You have three of ten each. Umishani lo, so what Rav Yirmiyah holds the answer is the Mairi Bepoiches Meno Ashpalois.
Wait, the next Mishnah doesn't mention
that,
does it?
No, the next Mishnah just says three. Right, the next Mishnah says you have to have three. So Rav Yirmiyah's answer is that it's, you know, you need three, but if you have, I mean, sometimes three is also. I don't follow the cheshbon. In other words, by stressing that the three have to be ten each, so the three can't be less than ten each. And even Rav Yirmiyah's mode that. I don't understand the Marafulda though. I mean, he's learning that the words of Rav Yirmiyah b'poiches. You see, the Gros learning the word b'poiches min hamishpalos is going on that you can't make more than three. You can't make more than three when you do less than ten. Hashalosh mutter, but you could do three if it's less than ten. The Marafulda's learning that Rav Yirmiyah is going on three astus. He's going on three on the words of the Mishnah that three is mutter. So Amr Rav Yirmiyah b'pachis min hashpalos. The words of the Mishnah that you need ten. B'pachis min
hashpalos. Ten no matter what, according to Amr Rav Yirmiyah.
No,
you need 20.
You don't need 10. You don't need 10. If you have 2 piles.
To marry.
You need 20.
No.
1 pile, you need 10.
No.
In other words, you made 3 and you don't have 30. That's what he's learning the Gemara is saying. That the Mishnah is coming to say, right, that it's usher to make three that have a total of 20. That's what Marafulda is learning. That the extra Mishnah is telling you that it's usher to have three that's a total of 20.
But 2 is okay.
But 2 is okay.
How does that make sense?
There could be a little logic to it, because the less places in the field, the better off you are.
So you're saying 2 to 5 inch would be okay? You only have 5 or 6.
So you're saying 2 to 5 inch would be okay?
According to the Marafulda, it's mashma like that. And that's the pshat hoshtayim mutter. And that's what the Marafulda's goyris, hoshtayim mutter.
I know, but then
with 20.
But still with 20. I don't know, okay. I don't know. I'm just going with the growth.
Okay.
Wait, let's see what the Pnei Moshe says. See, and don't look at the Rosh Filio. He's not going to help you then. Let's look at the Pnei Moshe. I'll say for the Masnis and Koi, it's going on the Sefer. Emoi Sifin, good. Uboi Rabbi Yirmiyahu LaFarish, he wants to be Mefarish. The Bepoichas Menashiyah She'omru, right, it's going on lesson 10. Yeah, I'm going with the Pnei Moshe. So the Pshat HaMoni is the Pnei Moshe. That fits in best with the Groh. Right. Okay, let's learn like that. The Pnei Moshe learns like that. The Groh learns like that. And remember that it turns out there's two implications in Avirmiya. That you could have more than 3 if there are 10, and you could have less, and if you have less than 3, you could have even less than 10. Rabbi Yossi Boy. Now in Lashon HaYerushalmi, Rabbi Yossi boy means is I don't know, always or generally or very often. Boy is a statement. Rabbi Yossi boy, he's arguing in bepoiches min hamishpolos. If it's less than 10, so again the gross gairus afilu shalosh aser. If it's less than 10, then 3 is aser. Then even 3 is aser. The Mishnah is saying 3 is mutter, but if there's less than 10. Now look, let's go with the Pnei Moshe again. Rabbi Yossi boy, al hayperusha der Avirmiya, de avder abo ibchum mustavra. In the poichas ben asher mishpolos, um keno afilu shtayim mashpois osur, because he's learning, but he's still gairus b'shtayim. Oh, even 2. Oh, that's good. Even 2 is osur. Now, even though you have less piles, but if it's less than 10, it's still going to be osur. Even 2. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's a good way of saying the kasher. If you have less than 10, even 2 is osur. For how you kosher my ear, you diktoni a meisifin al hashpasus. So what do you mean a meisifin according to Yirmiyah? You can't even have less. And it's not a kashrut of Yirmiyah, that implication. Because if Yirmiyah holds, you could have less. And you can't have more. But he's asking in Svara that you shouldn't be able to have less either. That's how the Pnei Moshe learns. Okay. And again, the Grosgar is, I mean, it's the same as the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe just talked about 2, and the Gro puts up a fairish about 3. That even 3 is also, so why are you saying only more than 3? Okay. Ella, we're continuing with Rabbi Yossi's statement. Rabbi Yossi boy means he made a statement. Ella kinon kayomen. So now the Gro again is Gairus the smoothest. Ba'isa kishir. Avad it's 10. And you can make more than 3. And that's the way to learn. Yishmak. I mean, that's the normal way to learn. That's the other way to learn. Again, the Pnei Moshe just, this is why the Pnei Moshe ruled Mishnayos for a few hundred years. And this is why it's fallen out of favor in the last, I'd say, decade. Is because the Pnei Moshe, he wants to stick with the Girsa that's printed, you know, the regular Girsa that came down, and he always tries to shtim the Babli with Yerushalmi. Like here, Ba'isa Yosem and Kishir. So the Gro just changes it to Ba'isa Kishir, right? That is talking about 10. He says the same thing, but he keeps the Girsa. Very typical. Ba'isa Yosem and Kishir. Kloimer, Shu'aisha Ha'ashbas, Yosem and Kishir Sha'omru. More than the Shir that the Mishnah suggested, that Chazal wa Matziah. V'hainu k'moshu amru, sh'mutu lasu z'gimel ashboiz, sh'lesa mishpoloiz, v'roitzu lasu z'dalid, v'afilu b'chol ashboiz yesh bo eser, v'komu kom oser. The rabbi, ho'yu v'yis ashboiz, v'komu z'harbe, nir kem b'sabal ha'sode, v'kosh kin ha'poichasu b'shir ha'mishpeloiz, v'chol ashboiz, v'pshita d'oser hu, and if you do less than 10, even 2 are oser, even 1 is oser, if you don't do 10. See, here's where he sneaks in those words. The Gro puts that point of logic into the Gemara itself by taking out the word Yoser. You know what I'm talking about? If you have 10, afilu ashbachas mutaros sheish bashir mashpelos shomru. Okay. Kahada the Tani is the Gemara's way of saying, like Tanya Nami Hachi, that we're going to have a brisa, or Tosefta, whatever you want to call it, that's going to bring a raya to Rabbi Yossi. Again, really, your Rav Yirmiyah is very fair. So it's hard to know where Rav Yirmiyah was coming from, even though the Gemara Fulda gave a whole logic to him, but I don't follow the Gemara Fulda. Okay. That's a third sheet. The Tanakhama said, Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah, you could add. Now we're introduced to a sheet of Meir that What's the logic not to be Moisif on the Mishpelos? I guess what? What's the logic? Maybe then it spills over and it goes out. I remember maybe it goes outside the area of your average pile, so it looks like you're being mezavel the area of the field.
But the order of Meir is exact. You can't do less of anything or more of anything.
Why can't you? I would imagine you could do less ashpatos. What would be the problem?
Ashpatos in each raft will be 10.
Yeah.
It's either 10 or 20 or 30.
That's
yeah.
To a Beisol. Yeah. So, and again, let's just see if there's anything. Why ain't my Sifan ala Meshpelos? I'm saying because it spills over. Maybe the Ridvaz. Who has the Ridvaz here? No, it doesn't say why. Okay, I imagine that's the reason why. We had that last time, that's the chiddush of yes, Mosifin al Ashpatos. When we learned the Mishnah on Yetzes and Aleph, we had that the chiddush of Mosifin al Ashpatos is because it spills over. I may even have it in my notes still, come to think of it. No. Okay. So, Kahadu the Tony, Mosifin al Yalam Ashpatos, the Loyal Ashpatos, Divir Ab Meir. That's the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara now just says as far. But I'll explain it more. Isn't it talking about when you have the full amount of Ashpatos, meaning 3? Udechavosa, ain't Moisifin ala Ashpatos, is afilu b'kashir, even when you have the full amount of Mishpelos, which is 10. But Rav Yirmiyah said, remember that if you have 10, you could be Moisif ala Ashpatos. So now, you might be bothered by what did the Gemara gain by bringing in the Braisa. The Raya seems to be from the statement of Chachamim, Moisifin ala Mishpelos, and Moisifin ala Ashpatos. So we say Moisifin ala Mishpelos. Doesn't it mean even if there's 3? Right? Even if there's a full shear of 3, still you could be Moisif ala Mishpelos. So when you say, Ein Moisif ala Mishpelos, even though you have the full shear of 10. So, like, if that's true, that diuk, so then why can't you just make it in the Mishnah? So they all explain it, but I found that the best explanation is in the Ridvaz. So maybe it's not fair to those who don't have the Oz V'Hodah. But now everybody can have the Oz V'Hodah, because we have around 25 of them have been donated to the shul. The Oz V'Hodah Yerushalmi without art square. Here. Here's another one. What? Oz V'Hodah is made of Yerushalmi. Art square just paid for it. What?
Did someone have done the entire
Shabbat
or just the first
one? No, this Oitzer HaShvias, someone made around 20 of them to the shul. The Oitzer HaShvias, that sefer has been put out by Oiz V'Hodah. And the first thing in it is the Oiz V'Hodah Yerushalmi Shvias. Then they reprinted the Mishnah. Okay, anyway, look at the Ridvaz, he goes through the Cheshbon. Udechavosei en mesifin al ha-shpatos afilu b'kshir da-shpatos. Even Udechavosei en mesifin al ha-shpatos afilu b'shir that there's 10. The muchach came the brisa, because this logic is muchach from the brisa itself. Mehoder of meyer, dimi masnisim loymotzi loachuche. Just having the mishnah, just having the second sheet of meisifin ala hashpatos, they meisifin ala mishpelos, they meisifin ala hashpatos, you couldn't prove anything. Why? Do mehoder meisifin ala hashpalos. Hunami, maybe you can only have 30. So maybe to be meisifin al hashpalos would require being poiches min hashpatos. Maybe too much zevel. Now I'm thinking, because too much zevel looks like you're storing it. I'm storing it for this year. I don't know. If you just had the Mishnah, I would say that when I do more than 10, I have to decrease to 3. That's what you would say. Avo mebraisa, but once you have the braisa, muchach shapir. Why? The imbepoiches min ha'ashpata is because if it's talking about less than 3, umoysev ala hashpela, bezeh lo haya polygrammeyer. In such a case that you're doing less than 3 and more than 10, certainly Rameyer wouldn't argue that you can't do more than 10 if you're doing less than 3. If you're keeping the within the 30, right? If you're keeping within the 30, so it's not logical that Rameyah would argue. Rameyah's only arguing that you have to do 3 of 10. You can't do 4 of 10, you can't do 3 of 15. but to keep to the 30 that Chazal allowed, that's not, very not logical that Rameyah would argue. So therefore, you see that the Dvaz goes right, the Chaymuch Yerushalmi Lekamon, even to have one huge pile is only more than 30. But once you have 30, you can have an oitzim b'mokum echad, even right in the country of Meir. So you see, Rameyer is okay with 30. Rameyer just doesn't like going over the magic 30 number. Oh, the alkocha chadur Rameyer svirulei the osur l'hoitzim ala ashpeilu. So when Rameyer says that you can't be moisiv on the 10, it's dafter if you're doing more than 30 altogether. You're keeping to the 3 and you're doing more than 30. Or else he wouldn't argue. So in Rav Meir is where you get your ability to say that we are sticking with 3 ashpas. Too much. We're in the Ridvaz. That's what gives you the right to say that when Rabbanan say Meisifin ala Mishpelos, they're also talking about 3. Not 2 ashpois, but 3 ashpois, just like in Rameyer. So, in other words, if you just had the Mishnah, the Etzem Raya to Rabbi Yossi is really just, the truth is just from the statement of Rabbonon, Mesifin ala Mishpelos, name Mesifin ala Ashpatois, just like Mesifin ala Mishpelos means even though you're sticking with the 3. So saying you can't do more than 3 is even when you're sticking with the 10. That's why Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who wanted to be machadish, that if you have 10, you can do more than 3. No, but question, why couldn't they just use the statement of the Mishnah? So the Dvar says, and the others say it also, he's just very myrich and very explicit, speaks it all out, that if it was just with the Mishnah, you might say that when they say Mosifin ala Mashpelos, you have to decrease the number of Ashpatos. That's what you would say. Mosifin ala Mashpelos, if you decrease the Ashpatos. And therefore, and then you can say, they Mosifin ala Ashpatos, if you decrease the Mashpelos. Which is really the way Rav Yirmiyah reads the Mishnah. Right? That Eim Mosifin ala Ashpatos means if you decrease the Mishpelos. What it would mean if you just had the Mishnah? Mosifin ala Mishpelos means, but you have to decrease the Ashpatos. But you have to decrease the Ashpatos. That's what you might think. You still have to stick with 30. Would then read the way Rav Yirmiyah would like to read it. If you decrease the Mishpelos. Like that would be great. That's how Rav Yirmiyah reads the Mishnah. But in the Braisa, what does the Ritva say? But in the Braisa, when Rav Meir says, Ein Moisifin al HaMishpelos, it has to mean 3. For sure, Rav Meir would allow Moisifin al HaMishpelos if you decrease, it's really very simple logic, huh? Rav Meir for sure would allow being Moisif al HaMishpelos if you decrease the Ashpatos. Because now that we've introduced the Shitas Rav Meir, so we can lock in what Rabbanan are saying. Rav Meir would not say Ein Moisifin al HaMishpelos if it's less Ashpatos.
What is the logic of decreasing Ashpatos as a result of increasing Mishpelos?
The logic of...
Why would you have to decrease the Ashpatos and not increasing the Mishpelos?
I don't know if you have to... If you do, if you do,
total of 30.
If you have if you stick with the 30, it's
but
not.
If I have 45, I can't put it in 3 piles.
No, 45 you can't even put in 3 piles.
Why is it better to put it in 3 piles?
Because less space. No, I don't know if you can, at this point you can maybe only put 30.
No, with the mission.
If just the mission, you have to stick with 30. Possibly. You might want to learn like that in the Mishnah.
So when the Mishnah says, we'll see for now, Mishpelos.
If you decrease the Ashpatos.
What?
If you could think, it's not like that. You could think it means if you decrease the Ashpatos.
That if I add 31, then I could do that if I
no, you can't even have 50, you can have 15 and 15. That's what the Mishnah would be saying. If you have 2, you can have 15 in each.
Oh, but I can't have 16 and 15. No.
Right.
15
means more than 10.
Oh, so 30 is my limit.
Right. That's what you might say. And I'm adding a little, I think, I hope I'm not wrong, that maybe your Yirmiyah did read the Mishnah that way. That's why we're bringing a raya from the Braisa to Rav Yossi.
And what is the significance of 30?
I'm not 100%, I'm not quite sure. Okay. No, I would put it a different way. The reason you can't, again, I don't know, 30 is the perfect amount. In other words, if you put more than 30, then maybe it spreads out of the ground more than Chazal want.
Regardless of the number of Ashpatos.
Yeah. No, if you do 30 and 3, so then we have exactly the size we want. If you do it in 2, now, if you're doing two, it's better.
It's supposed to be better, right?
Yeah. Because it's higher. But if you keep, right, there's a downside to more in that it spreads out. But if you have less Ashpatos, so you gain that way, that it looks less like you're being resembled the field.
So then, Mosifan al Mishpelos, the Mishnah really means Mishpelos per Ashpatos, but not Mishpelos.
That's what it could mean. Again, I want to get the flow of the Gemara. So that's why the Gemara is bringing from the Braisa Kahoda de Tani, that by introducing a Rav Meir that says, Ein Mosifan al Mishpelos, and the Ritva's first says logic, and then he brings a Raya. Because there's a Beferish Yerushalmi we're going to have in the next halacha, that Rav Meir holds you could pile up in one pile 30. You could pile up in one pile 30. You can't pile up 31, but you can pile up 30.
Oh, really?
That's in the next mission. So he says, if 2, you could probably do also. Just like you can do 1, you can do 2. So Rav Meir locks you into saying that Ein Moisifin means if there's 3.
Means that there's
3 piles. Ein Moisifin al Shpelos to 3 piles. That's what the mayor has gained us.
At both 3 piles, right?
He wouldn't say it about 2. He would say it about 3. At least 3 piles, I would say. Now that locks you into the number 3. So now when we move over to Chachamim, you don't have that 8 anymore. All this is in the Ritva's, by the way. In the Ritva's. He says it very lengthily, and obviously better than I'm saying it. I just want to get the flow of the Gemara. That we're bringing a raya from Chachamim to Rav Yossi. We're saying just like Ein Moisifin al Ashpatos means when there's 3. I'm sorry, just like Emoisifin ala Mishpelos means when there's the full complement of three. So the Ein Moisifin ala Ashpatos means when there's the full complement of ten. Not like Rav Yirmiyah said. The way they prove that that's what Chachamim mean is by bringing in a brisa that has a Shittas Rav Meir. That Ein Moisifin ala Mishpelos. And there's no logic, or the Ritvaz even proves it, that it can't be that Ein Moisifin ala Mishpelos is when there's less than three. Can't be. So therefore it means three. So therefore Chacham is Moisifin means three. And once Moisifin means three, same Moisifin ala Shpatos means even when ten. That's the whole Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter. Halacha Beis, Mishnah. So this was problematic to Rav Yirmiyah. Okay, Yoser Mikan. Oh, so, okay, I see. Now, a lot depends on the girsa. Yoisu mikan, and we take out the word osur, the Rav Shimon. Now, this is the same Rav Shimon, just like Rav Shimon says in the first Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, that Moisifin ala Ashpatos. So here you take out the word osur, and the Mishnah is, if you have the Artsko Gemara, you have on the side, I'm sorry, there is the other Gemara. So you have on the side, Shinin Eschos. Less of the, I don't know what that word is. Beribe Malki Tzedek, Barash, Barashas, Ubarash, Barikurkas. Nobody has the Girsa also. It's not in the Mishnayas either. Maybe that first word meant Mishnayas. No.
Which note?
Okay. So it's not in the Mishnayas. The Rab actually is Girs Mutter. Yoisumi Kan Mutter, Divirib Shimon. Okay, because of Alzeh Kesef Mishnah, that Taisis Yontem, Shehi Girsa Mechayna. Mutter instead of Osir. Ube Mishnayis Machzir. We're going to have that. V'chein Hetegar Advaz Chayim B'Kesef Mishnah Pirish Girsu Zu. The Gra is the Gra in Mishnayis is Gra the Goyers. Yes. Oh, here also Yosu Mikan Machatzev in Ksav Yad Aleph and Ksav Yad Beis. So forget about Osir. So maybe the whole statement is Rav Shimon's statement. The Gemara will ask why Rav Shimon's repeated. That will be in the Gemara. Here in Yerushalmi. That's the first word. If you peek ahead in the Gemara, the first four words of the Gemara is Veloma Taninta Train Zimbin. And Papashas it goes on Rav Shimon. So maybe the whole statement is Rav Shimon. You see, the sentence would read good according to the Gra. That even according to Rav Shimon, you do have to do some difference if you're going to do more than three. Machzit means you make a small indentation in the field. And you put the zevel there. That's what machzav means. That's what the Gra says. You look at ksav aleph, ksav yud aleph, ksav yud beis, amuka ktsas. But you have to be careful. Amuka ktsas is very specific because there's going to be a shita soon in the Mishnah of Chachamim that you have to put it in a hole that's three tvachim deep. So machzav is less than those three tvachim because Chachamim say three tvachim. So according to the Gra, you could read the whole thing as a Shimon's statement. So even though the previous Mishnah said Rav Shimon Oimer Af Al Ha'ashpatos, but that you could say this Mishnah is elaborating Rav Shimon that it's machzir. Okay, if your goyer is mutter though, so your goyer is mutter. And anyway, the Gemara asks Loma Tzinin Train Zimni, why does Rav Shimon twice? That's really shver on the Gra, I would guess. Because according to the Gra, it didn't say it twice. The other Mishnah was sosim what the Shimon Shita is. It just said Moisifin al Ashpatos. It's only this Mishnah that said Yosem Ikan more than three Machzim the Rav Shimon. So what do you mean Loma Tzina Train Zimni? That's taka strange, but I see the Gra deals with it. Oh, it says one. Ksav Yad Beis deals with it. Yeah, it should have said everything in the first Mishnah. That's the Pshat Migmar's Kasha. The first Mishnah should have said, Rav Shimon Oimer Afal Ashpatos, Ublubat Sheyachtsev. That's how the girl learns. Okay, but we're not really up to the Gemara yet. But the truth is, but I see that the Pnei Moshe learns that the Kasha of the Gemara is on the Tanakhama also. Whatever the Marafulda learned was Rav Yirmiyah's Hechrech, to say what he said. And again, I admit I do not follow his Hechrech. But he says that the impetus for Rav Yirmiyah saying a Shita that really doesn't fit in with the Lashon HaMishnah was the fact that the din is repeated in the two Mishnayos. So, according to the Pnei Moshe, that is the Gemara's very question. V'lama Trinan Trein Zimni. In other words, the Pnei Moshe learns it's not going on Rav Shimon only, it's going on Rabbanon also. Why is the din repeated? That you need three Ashpatas to base on. Grad, I'm looking at the Marafulda, he says, he hakushya de Rav Yirmiyah. The Pirish Mayah. He learns that this is the kasha that Rav Yirmiyah was bothered by. We will see later in the Gemara, Beferish, that Rav Yirmiyah gave in to Rav Yaisi. Because Rav Yirmiyah is going to say something in the Gemara that's coming up, Rav Yirmiyah is going to say something that doesn't stim with what he said, what we learned tonight. So it only makes sense if you say that after Rav Yaisi brought the Raya from the Braisa, or the Gemara brought the Raya from the Braisa, he was noted there. So, Akoponim, okay. So that might be a statement of Tanakama, and according to the Pnei Moshe, the Gemara will ask on that statement also, why is it repeated? Yaisi mikan osir, no one's goyrus, the Rav's goyrus, Yaisi mikan mutter, the Gros goyrus, Yaisi mikan machziv, and it's Divir of Shimon, okay. The Chachamim Oimrim, if you want to have more than three Ashpatois, and this is the same Chachamim as the first Tana, why not? Or some are Gairus Oisrim, by the way. The Rash and the Radvaz and the Marikurkus are Gairus. It doesn't really matter because they also, they anyway go on to say Achi Yamit Shloisha or Achi Yagbiya Shloisha. So I don't really think it makes a difference. And if you realize how a Mem is written and how a Samach is written, you can imagine how the mistake was made. Mutter and Usser is kind of harder. V'chachamim Oimrim, or Oisrim, but anyway, you want to have more than three Ashpatois, is Acheyamik Shloisha or Acheyagbiya Shloisha. You put your, maybe it only means the fourth one. You put your fourth one on, you make it more clearly obvious that you're not being mizabel you feel. So you put it on something three tfachim high, not on dirt, that wouldn't do you any good, I imagine. It has to be on stones or on something that's not growable, or else what's the point?
When they dig it deeper also, it's on stone.
When you dig it deeper, you mean, it's still on earth. Elamai, Teretz is, when you dig it deeper, but you're still making a hecker. That you're not being mezavel you feel, because you made you feel uneven. So then maybe Yagbir also means that. That sounds familiar. I think this is discussed in the Bir HaHalacha. I have written in my notes. I think what we just talked about is in the Bir HaHalacha, Perek Beis of Shemitah B'Yovel HaHalacha Gimel, where the Rambam says the din of the Chachamim. Okay, then nothing matters. Okay, so in the Bir Halacha, Divrei Maskil Hayamaimid. Oh, you don't have Hayamaimid. The Mishnah Paragimel Deshvius Ketoni Gimel Bavos. Yevamiri says Beferish Aishag Bia by Shloisha Ba'ofar Oiba Avonim. Okay, we're stopping here. So it's kedai to learn this Bir HaHalacha here.
Yeah, the art school learns it doesn't mean dirt. I don't know why. It's just
we'll see. As the Bir HaHalacha points out, there's something strange with the Mishnah. In the next Dinah Mishnah, the Mishnah gives you three options. Yamik Shleish Yagbiya. The article, the Bir Halacha points out that the next din of the Mishnah gives you three options. Yamik Asara, Yagbiya Shleisha, Oishiyitin Al Asela. Why doesn't this part of the Mishnah give you that third option? See, he talks about it's Kedai to see. It comes out in the Mishnah. Okay. Did you get the Hebrew Atzko? Shvius came out.